They call these little candy bars fun size. Now, they might be fun, but probably not as much fun as a really big candy bar.
You're listening to the Whoopee Chicken Podcast Show.
Yeah.
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 Aren't we supposed to be doing something?
It's a podcast where we wear nose and glasses, and it's made by Athena and her dad. They're comedians. It's the
Whoopee Chicken Podcast.
Whoopee Chicken Podcast.
Whoopee Chicken Podcast Show.
All right. Yay. Hooray. Hooray. Hooray.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, kids of all ages, welcome to the Whoopee Chicken Podcast Show.
Whoopee Chicken Podcast. Whoopee Chicken Podcast. Whoopee Chicken Podcast Show.
So, my name is Athena.
Yeah.
And with me, as always, is Daddy.
Oh, hello. I'm the dad. The father figure, even.
I'm the host of the Whoopee Chicken Podcast Show, and Daddy is my sidekick. He's also the band.
Wait a minute. What am I supposed to do? Oh, I have this.
Who's playing the piano?
Who's playing the piano? We have a dog who plays the piano.
The 1969-ish Caspinet piano?
Yes. It's a 1969-ish Caspinet piano, as you've already mentioned.
Yeah, like the one that Schroeder played on the Charlie Brown Christmas animated TV special from 1965.
That's correct, except this one's from about 1969. Same company, the ND Cass Toy Company. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They made wooden toys.
Oh, for how long?
Oh, I don't know. A lot of years. Like 1896 to 1996.
That's 100 years.
That's about 100 years, yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, wooden toys made in Massachusetts, and we have one! Whoops. Oh.
I don't know if we have one anymore.
It's there. It's there.
And the sound effects guy.
Oh, I'm the sound... sound effects!
During the show, we play a bunch of musical instruments. Some of them Daddy made himself.
Made himself!
And a bunch of other stuff.
Other stuff! Whoops.
We have a...
There's a lot of noise going
on
here. I wonder if I can make this stop. I don't think I can.
Well, we'll just let it go.
We'll let it naturally... Yeah. We'll let it naturally.
I hear that kind of sound. Supposed to be very calming. The wind chimes.
Very soothing. Woohoo!
We have a
Did
great.
Did we clap yet today?
No. Maybe.
We should do a little clapping.
Yeah.
And maybe a little of this. Oh. What happened? Okay.
I don't know.
We're
exactly.
Back.
Yes. And we have a great show for you.
Oh, yeah. We have a great show for you today.
But first. Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it, Athena?
Where's Mommy?
Where's Mommy? Let's see. Either she told me and I don't remember, or she didn't tell me and I forgot.
Oh, I remember now. She said that she's trying to be the first person launched into space.
What?
Yeah.
She's trying to be the first person launched into space. But wait a minute, haven't people already gone to space?
That's why she needs to build the time machine.
Oh, so she's building a time machine?
She might have.
Well, anyway.
What
does that mean? Where's that dog? Where's that piano playing dog?
We can only do the show until Mommy gets back. And then when Mommy gets back, we have to stop the show.
That's right. We have to stop the show as soon as Mommy gets back.
Ow!
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. I'm ready.
But first. Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it, Athena?
My dog has no nose.
Whoa, hold on a minute. You're telling me that your dog has no nose?
Right.
Well, how does she smell?
Terrible.
Terrible! And my dog has no nose. And she smells terrible. My stinky dog has no nose. All right. Yeah. That's what I call something.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it, Athena?
Start the donuts.
Oh, I got to start the donuts.
Yes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank another excellent and superior media outlet for playing our hit song, Little Chocolate Donuts. It's ICANN Radio. Out of Portland, Oregon, and we say a big thank you to Stephen Joynson. ICANN is the International Children's Arts Network, and you can listen online to ICANN Radio at icannradio.org. Or, if you're in Oregon, you can listen on the radio at HQAC Radio, HD2, 89.9 FM. ICANN Radio is a service of Portland's all-classical radio station. ICANN Radio is a 24-hour arts and music HD radio station for children, their families, caregivers, and educators. Thank you, Stephen Joynson, and ICANN Radio for playing Little Chocolate Donuts by Whoopi Chicken.
Thank you, Stephen Joynson, and ICANN Radio! Hey, do you think they can use that?
Yeah!
Some applause. We must have applause. We must. There's not enough noise around here. We need to have applause.
Hey, Daddy.
What is it, Athena?
So, a guy walks into a library
Uh-oh.
And orders a hamburger.
Yes.
And the librarian says, "This is a library."
Ooh.
The man apologizes and whispers, "I'd like a hamburger, please."
I'd like a hamburger, please. Da 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 da. That's more appropriate, because it was a library and he had to be quiet. You see, that's etiquette. Let's rub balloons on our heads and stick them to the ceiling.
Oh,
so
okay.
I have these balloons. These are old. You remember when we got these balloons?
Yeah.
These green balloons for that Wizard of Oz party?
Yeah.
Oops.
Did you break it?
I broke it just by tugging on it. I have a feeling that as you try to blow these up, they're just going to fall apart.
Well, let's find out.
Oh! Oh, dear. Well, that didn't work out. I hope my microphone's okay. Ooh. Try not to blow it up too much.
I don't know how to do this. I'm going to see.
All right, I'm just going to blow this one up a little bit, and then I'll tie it off. I don't want it to be too big.
Too big.
Oh, here, take this balloon. Go grab that smell phone over there and take a picture of it.
Because
this one's going to break too.
Okay.
And then we'll try to, just try to get. Well, wait, let's stick them to the ceiling first. Just bring the smell phone over. Bring the smell. Ooh, this one feels sticky. I think these are somewhat deteriorated.
I think this is going to pop when we start rubbing it on things.
You have to rub it on your head.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'm going to do it.
Wow! that wasn't good. Oh, dear. Well, okay, there's only one balloon left.
I'm afraid to pop. I'm afraid it's going to pop.
Rub it on my head.
Okay.
Rub it on my head. Bring it over. Come on. And let's see if it sticks to the ceiling. Oh, and then we'll take a picture of it. Uh-oh. There we go. Rub it on there. Okay, there we go. Let's see if it sticks to the ceiling. Go put it up there. Aha! Now let's get a picture of that so we can put it on the put it on the Instagrams. There's a balloon on the ceiling.
That was quite loud.
Where's my thing? Oh, here it is. Very important.
Yeah. All right. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the word of the week. The word of the week is sometimes generated by a sophisticated computer algorithm-powered random word generator. Whew. Artificial intelligence, even.
Even.
But this week's word of the week is... boisterous.
Boisterous, boisterous, it's the word of the week.
Oops. Ow. Yeah. Ow.
So...
yeah!
Yeah!
Talk more about that.
Right. So when you hear us say...
explain your feelings on that topic to us.
So when you hear us say the word of the week, we're going to try to use it in a sentence. And when we do, you go, woo, yeah!
We're going to try.
You said the word of the week. Woo!
Woo, yeah! You said the word of the week.
This week's word of the week means noisy, energetic, and cheerful, or rowdy. If you're talking about a person, event, or behavior, it can also mean wild or stormy if you're talking about wind, weather, or water. But that's a pretty rare usage. You don't hear that much.
You don't hear it much anymore either. Like, that's an old term.
I think I've read that in a book.
Nautical people who sailed the seas.
Oh, like us. We sailed
the seas. Like your old man, Daddy, who loves the ocean and loves his tall ship that he doesn't have anymore.
Ah, that tall ship.
Ah, back to the land with us. It was quite the adventure, but we learned so much.
It was very boisterous.
It was boisterous, boisterous, it's the word of the week. Whoops, ow, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So that's how that's going to go. Boy, I hope I remember that word.
And now.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's what to do.
Ooh, instructions. I'm ready.
Our website is whoopeechicken.com.
That's right.
So please feel free to follow us on Instagram.
Follow us.
We post quite a bit of fun and funny stuff.
Including balloons stuck to the ceiling that may pop at any second.
We also have videos on YouTube, including a music video for our song, Little Chocolate Donuts.
Oh, yes.
And subscribe through your favorite app, and please be nice.
Be nice!
Give us a good rating.
5 stars.
More stars is better. You can find it all through whoopeechicken.com, where a lot of celebrities have shower curtains, and you can too.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy.
I'm rubbing my hands together now. I forgot how to applaud. I'm just like,
this will be our new applause.
Maybe for an opera or something like that. You know, they're like, classy.
Yes.
Woo!
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, before we begin.
Yes?
Make sure I'm in tune. And my voice is ready. Vocal cords at the ready. I think I've strained them a bit.
Oh, no.
Let me just try to clear my throat here and see if I can get a good... Well, I do have a deep frog in my throat. Do you want...
Yeah, here, let me deal with mine, too.
You try to do that, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let it out. Let it out. There you go. We should... Wow, that's a good one. Okay. We should open an apothecary.
What? Yes, sure.
It would be quite boisterous in there.
Oh.
Boisterous, boisterous, it's the word of the week.
Whoops. Oh, yeah. Where's my device? Pass that over, right? I might need that.
Yes, you might.
You never know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
And Balloon.
Here's Daddy. Yes, and Balloon. We can't forget about that balloon that may pop at any moment. Here's Daddy again with yesterday's weather forecast.
Yesterday's weather forecast. The most accurate forecast ever.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday's weather forecast is the most accurate weather forecast in the history of the world.
Ooh.
Yeah, you want to know what yesterday's weather's going to be?
Yeah.
You'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out.
Ah.
And if you want to request a yesterday's weather city of the week, send us an email through our website, whoopeechicken.com.
Yay.
Today's yesterday's weather city of the week is... Hmm? It's not actually a city. It's the Bay of Fundy. Oh, the Bay of Fundy. La da 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 da. You know, Daddy gets really excited about bodies of water.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to... Well, yesterday in the Bay of Fundy, it's going to be cloudy, and there'll be a 60% chance of snow flurries yesterday morning. Then there'll be some serious snow starting around noon yesterday, probably some freezing drizzle, because the high temperature is going to be 1. And the low temperature is going to be 0. Oh, but don't worry, my fellow Americans, because they're going to be using the metric system yesterday in Canada. So that's Celsius. In American Fahrenheit, it's actually going to be a low of 32 and a high of 34 degrees.
Ah.
So that won't be so bad yesterday at the Bay of Fundy. A nice day out at the bay. I think we have some cousins who live around there.
Mm.
Hey, Athena, tell us, what is the Bay of Fundy known for?
Well, the Bay of Fundy is a huge bay in Canada.
A huge bay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's between New Brunswick and Nova Scotia.
Okay.
And there's a little part of it that touches the state of Maine in
the U.S. So a wee bit of it touches the U.S.
Yeah. So basically it's part of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, and it's part of Canada.
Yeah. So you may be wondering at this point, like, what's so cool about the Bay of Fundy other than its name?
Yeah, because that is a cool name. Fundy!
So it has these amazing tides. They are the highest tides in the world.
Yeah.
And they happen twice a day.
Twice a day.
So the water comes rushing in and forms these whirlpools and these huge tidal waves.
Oh.
And it also does this thing called reversing falls.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
Reversing falls.
Yeah, now this is weird.
Okay.
Prepare yourself.
I'm ready to be.
So, the high tide comes and it pushes up the river.
Okay.
And it makes the river run backwards.
Oh, right, because the water's rushing in and up from the ocean, pushing up the river.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got river water, or ocean water, pushing up into the river. All right, now the river's running backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then when the tide falls, gets lower, all the water comes rushing back out of the river.
Like really fast. Yeah.
So, there's this short period of time between when the tide reaches its highest point, just before it starts flowing back out of the river, when the water is really calm.
Oh, okay.
And that's called slack tide.
Oh, slack tide, slack tide.
Yeah. It's not really the word of the week, but...
Oh, the word of the
week?
It's
not, no, yeah. I didn't. No, okay. But anyway, slack tide is
when it's
safe for tall ships to pass through.
That's right. You can go through with your ship. You have to wait until slack tide.
Yeah.
Because otherwise... You're going to get whooshed or washed one way or the other. That's right.
But the bay is also really cool to look at. Because when the tide is low, there's these giant rock formations from erosion. So there's like these things with trees on top. And it's like looking at the bottom of the island, like from underneath.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like these weird rocky shapes in the water.
It's like a mushroom with a town on top.
Yes, exactly. Which is a weird way to put it, but yes, exactly.
But they're big. Yeah.
Yes, they're huge. So you can see it if you go to the Fundy National Park in New Brunswick.
Oh, okay.
But you probably want to go in the summer, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah, I heard that the weather can get pretty, like, windy.
Well, yeah, you just said it's really cold there. It's like, what, 32 degrees?
Yeah.
1 degree if you're...
If you're Canadian.
Yeah, if you're Canadian.
If you're local. And it can get really windy.
It's very boisterous.
Boisterous, boisterous, it's the word of the week. Oops, ow, yeah.
All right. Wow. And I think that's yesterday.
Whoopi Chicken Podcast.
Oh, you're going to give it a
I'm
blow?
I'm going to sing it? Oh, am I going to do this? What are we doing?
Well, I don't know.
What
you had that.
I was ready to sing. Well, I was going to do
it. On the Whoopi Chicken Podcast. Whoopi Chicken Podcast. Whoopi Chicken Podcast. Show.
All right. Woo, boisterous.
Boisterous. Boisterous. It's the word of the week. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, what is it, Athena?
How many sheep does it take to make one sweater?
Wait a minute. How many sheep does it take to make one sweater?
Yeah.
I don't know. How many sheep does it take to make one sweater?
Well, it depends on how well they can knit.
It depends on how well the sheep can knit. Woohoo! La da 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 da. You know, that would be really, that would be convenient if the sheep could knit, because then they could just, like, cut off their own wool and make a sweater out of it.
Yeah.
And that
would, and then there would be sheep going around wearing sweaters.
They could put their sweater back on.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
That would make no sense.
That would be totally pointless.
It would be completely abstract.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for a joke from our listener.
A joke from our listener! Okay, here we go. It's time for a joke from our listener on the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
Each week we tell a joke that someone sent in. If you want to have us tell your joke, send it to us in an email through our website, whoopichicken.com. And today's joke comes from B and Brent.
B and Brent.
Whoopi Chicken Ears and irregular listeners in Rockville, Maryland.
In Rockville, Maryland. Ha ha. Hello, B and Brent. Thank you for sending your joke.
And they sent us a double.
A double. Here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Who is the Greek goddess of love and rest?
Who is the Greek goddess of love and rest? Now, I know that the Greek goddess of love is Aphrodite. But who's the Greek goddess of love and rest?
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite! Da 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 da. Ow. What's the second one?
Knock, knock.
Oh, who's there?
Nana.
Nana? Nana who?
Nana your business.
Nana your business. Da 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 da. And that was a joke from our listener on the Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's a podcast where we wear nose and glasses, and it's made by Athena and Dad. They're comedians. Hey, I'm glad we get to do this together. I'm glad we got to do these shows together. You know what?
What?
6 years.
6 years, really?
6 years since we did our first recording this month. 6 years.
Wow.
They didn't get on right away because we had to, you know, work our way through the show and figure out what was going on. And then at some point, you're like, when are we going to start putting the shows on? When are people going to start calling in? When are we going to get cards and letters from our fans? And I said, all right, I guess we're ready. And so it started. So I'm glad we got to do this. This is cool.
Yeah.
This is cool. Because we do a podcast. It's a podcast where we wear nose and glasses, and it's made by Athena and her dad. They're comedians. It's the
Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast, Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Daddy to talk about the celebrity guest.
Oh, I have to talk about the celebrity guest. Okay, yes. So coming to the studio this is the ubiquitous bunglers. The ubiquitous Ooh. Bunglers are on their way into the Whoopi Chicken Studios. They are practically everywhere. But they're we're going to have them on our show if they can manage to get into the studio. And the ubiquitous bunglers are on their way momentarily, where they will have, I don't know what they do.
Hey,
I'm sure they're not very good at it, but they do a lot of it. They do it all over the place.
Do you hear something?
I hear some bungling, I think. Some
I think I hear something that sounds kind of like a time machine.
A time machine. It has that whoom, whoom, whoom.
Yeah, whoom, 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 whoom. You know, Mommy was building or has built a time machine.
Like that kind of sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mommy, that's right. She's building or was building and has built a time machine.
So Mommy's
coming. That's right.
Coming,
so Mommy's coming. It means if Mommy's coming, that means we have to shut it off.
Yeah, shut it off.
Well, no,
Yeah.
Did it work?
It didn't seem to have stopped. It's still going.
It's still going. Well, I think Mommy's coming.
So we better shut it off.
I wonder if this thing was recording at all.
Everybody go nuts for little chocolate donuts. Little chocolate donuts love that waxy coney, waxy chocolate donuts, little 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 chocolate donuts.
The Whoopi Chicken Podcast Show.